Host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from Michigan Lutheran and Bridgman. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around southwestern Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools. Together, inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M13. 39, lower prices under your car, and the Cook Nuclear Plant. First, let's meet the teams from Michigan Lutheran, your name and your grade.
Hello, my name is Jessica Chang. I'm in Michigan Lutheran. I'm in junior class.
I'm Katie Rutovich, and I am a sophomore at Michigan Lutheran.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, and I'm a senior.
I'm Ross Clare, and I'm a freshman.
And who's the captain tonight?
Katie,
and who's your coach?
Ms. Sobel and Mr. Sorkett.
And from Bridgman, your name and your class?
I'm Mark, I'm a junior.
I am Savannah, I'm a freshman.
I'm Sydney, and I'm a sophomore.
Sam, and I'm a sophomore.
And who's the captain tonight, Bridgman?
I'm the captain.
Mark, and who's your coach?
Mr. Nika and Mr. Knoll.
Here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing today?
Good evening. I'm doing just wonderful.
March 11th here at Signature Automotive Group. They're going to be hosting the Distracted Driving Simulator. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the first 250 visitors to Signature that day will get a chance to test drive the simulator. Bridgman, Michigan Lutheran, are you ready for Academic Challenge?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
For 5 points, the victim views herself as repulsively fat, though the reverse may be true, in which eating disorder?
Katie, from Michigan Lutheran?
Anorexia.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, in the Poe poem, at what time did the raven come rapping?
Sam, from Bridgman?
Midnight.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, what expression meaning scapegoat derives from rigging wrestling matches in the early 1900s.
Time.
Fall guy. For 20 points. For 20 points, Iceland must be a bookseller's delight. Why?
Mark, from Bridgman?
Because they sell a lot of books.
I am correct.
Michigan Lutheran? Katie, from Michigan Lutheran?
They have great scenery to make great books.
That may be true, but that's not the correct answer. Correct answer, in Iceland, everyone must graduate from school in order to get a job and has to be able to speak 3 languages. It's the only country in the world to have 100% adult literacy. 2/3 of the people in the United States are literate. So people read a lot of books. For 15 points, this act, passed over Wilson's veto, defined intoxicating beverages as containing as much as 0.5% alcohol. Name the act.
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
The Prohibition Act.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds.
Go for it.
The Alcohol Whiskey Act?
Incorrect. Both good guesses. Both of them did the same thing, but it was the Volstead Act. For 5 points, you must cross the Bosphorus, the Sea of Marmora, and the Dardanelles in order to reach the Mediterranean from what inland sea?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran?
The Black Sea.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, the domed athletic stadium in Indianapolis is called the Hoosier Dome. Well, not anymore. But what's the domed stadium in Syracuse, New York called?
Mark, for Bridgman?
The Yankee Dome?
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Time.
It's the Carrier Dome. A multiple choice question for 5 points. Which one of the following U.S. presidents never held any other elective office? Abraham Lincoln, John Kennedy, Franklin Roosevelt, Ulysses Grant.
Katie, from Michigan Lutheran?
Ulysses Grant.
That's correct, for 5 points. You thought I was going to say Trump.
Repeat me to the
For 10 points. For 10 points. What nursery rhyme character contains the highest percentage of cholesterol?
Ryan, from Michigan Lutheran.
Humpty Dumpty.
That is correct.
What? That is wrong.
We would also have accepted Jack Spratt's wife. For 15 points. Except for Mussolini, what musician was in 1943 the world's most famous Italian? Time. Arturo Toscanini. For 5 points, what is the only U.S. cabinet office which may not be held by an officer either in active service or in the military reserve?
Mark from Bridgman.
The press office?
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, 5 seconds. Time.
The Secretary of Defense.
I'm going to say the Secretary of State.
Really caused a problem recently. For 5 points, what Broadway musical was commonly called Annie before Annie came along?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Les Miserables. I don't know.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. Mark.
Little Orphan Girl.
Incorrect. There's two different plays. One was called Annie, and then Annie became a play, and it was Annie Get Your Gun.
Oh!
I thought you meant like the actual Annie.
I know. I know that too.
For 10 points, identify the offensive formation invented by Pop Warner, in which the halfback receives the center snap.
Sam from Bridgman.
I formation.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Time.
It's the single wing. I think Lake Michigan Catholic still runs that. No. For 15 points. These words, two ships, two brigs, one schooner, and one sloop, are the last half of perhaps the most thrilling victory message in the history of the American Navy. What was the first half of this message? Mark from Bridgman.
We've captured.
Incorrect. Good guess, though.
Michigan Lutheran? Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
This isn't it, but we came, we saw, we conquered.
Another good guess. It's we have met the enemy, and they are ours.
Oh.
For 20 points, born in the United States, this playwright wrote The Cocktail Party, which won the New York Drama Critics Award for the best foreign play. Who was he?
And we're under a minute. Time.
T.S. Eliot. For 10 points, what state is closest to the bottom of both population and area rankings? It's 47th in population and 49th in area.
Sam from Bridgman.
Rhode Island.
Incorrect.
Sam, do me a favor. Pull your mic closer to you so we can hear you. Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Hawaii.
Incorrect. Delaware. Oh. For 5 points, what vehicle has all but replaced the dog sled in northern Canada and Alaska?
Sydney from Bridgman.
The snowmobile.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, at what jazz club did Lena Horne take her first job?
Mark from Bridgman.
The Smooth Jazz Club.
I'm sorry?
The Smooth Jazz Club.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran?
I need to answer something.
Time. That's your final question.
That was the Harlem Cotton Club.
I know.
And that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with a score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Michigan Lutheran 25, Bridgman 15. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Bridgman, you're trailing at the moment, so you have the first choice of these categories, which are It's About Time, Pompeii, and Math. Mark, what do you choose?
It's About Time.
It's About Time. Right, there's no setup to these questions, so your time will start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
Who founded Time magazine?
Pass.
What was H.G. Wells' first novel?
The Time Machine.
Correct. Name Manhattan's area on the corners of Broadway and 42nd Street.
Times Square.
Correct. What were U.S. militiamen called during the Revolutionary War?
Minutemen.
Correct. Thomas Paine wrote in Common Sense that these are the times that blank, blank, blank.
Pass.
What ordinary objects are never installed in gambling casinos?
Clocks. Clocks.
Correct. Payment of a worker for overtime at 1.5 times his regular pay rate.
Overtime. Overtime.
Incorrect. A container holding historical records or objects that is deposited in a cornerstone for preservation until discovery in some
time capsule.
Correct.
Bridgman, you answered 5 questions for a total of 50 points. Now, Michigan Lutheran, there's 5 questions that are unanswered, and your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
Who founded Time magazine?
Pass.
Thomas Paine wrote in Common Sense that these are the times that blank, blank, blank.
Tried the souls of men.
No? That says no. It's try men's souls. Oh. Payment of a worker for overtime at 1.5 times his regular wage rate.
Extra pay.
Time and a half. A schedule showing departure and arrival times of trains, planes, or buses.
Pass.
A suspension of play in an athletic contest.
Overtime.
Incorrect. Time. A schedule showing departure and arrival times of planes, trains, or buses.
Itinerary?
Time.
Timetable. The other one was time out. And the found Time magazine was Henry Luce or Britton Hayden.
All right. You got 0 questions. Correct, Michigan Lutheran. Now it's your turn to choose from the remaining 2 categories. Is Pompeii or Math?
We choose Pompeii.
Pompeii. No setup to Pompeii. So your time will start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
More scientists have studied it than any other volcano. Name it.
Mount Vesuvius.
Correct. Who reported terrace farming on Mount Vesuvius' slopes? Plutarch, Pliny, or Strabo?
Plutarch.
Incorrect. Who wrote an eyewitness account of Pompeii's destruction? Pliny the Elder, Pliny the Younger, or Strabo?
Pliny the Elder.
Incorrect. Edward Bulwer Lytton fictionalized the destruction of Pompeii in what novel?
Pass.
What leader of a slave revolt hit in Mount Vesuvius' crater?
Spartacus.
Correct. When was Pompeii destroyed? 79 BC, 79 AD, 123 AD, or 1634 AD?
1630, the second one.
That's correct, 79 AD.
Michigan Lutheran, you answered 3 questions for a total of 30 points. Now, Bridgman, that leaves 7 questions that are unanswered. Your time will start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
Who reported terrace farming on Mount Vesuvius slopes? Plutarch, Pliny, or Strabo?
Strabo.
That's correct. Who wrote an eyewitness account of Pompeii's destruction? Pliny the Elder, Pliny the Younger,
Pliny
or Strabo?
The Younger.
That's correct. Edward Bulwer Lytton fictionalized the destruction of Pompeii in what novel?
Pass.
How do you spell Pompeii?
P-O-M-P-I-I. P-E-I-I. Sorry.
That's correct. What form of art did Pompeii's discovery influence? Neoclassical, Impressionism, or Primitivism?
Impressionism.
Incorrect. It's neoclassical. Was it dust, rock, water, or mud that buried neighboring Herculaneum in the disaster?
Dust.
Incorrect. It was mud. Many of Pompeii's victims probably A, suffocated, B, escaped by boat, or C, were covered by insurance.
A.
Correct.
I mean, that was like the easiest one. I'm sorry, but that was the easiest.
Bridgman, you answered 4 questions for a total of 40 points, and that's the end of our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Bridgman 105 to Michigan Lutheran 55. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Michigan Lutheran, Katie, what's happening at Michigan Lutheran?
Well, we have our winter band concert coming up on Sunday, and the theme is music scores from movies, and there's John Williams. That's the only one I could think of. There's several of them, and it's at 3:00 on Sunday afternoon. This Sunday, baseball, softball, and girls soccer are starting pretty soon. It's looking good for basketball going to districts. Our play this year is going to get started soon. It's called Barbecuing Hamlet.
What? And Katie's got a part in there, doesn't she, Katie?
Yeah, me, Ryan, and I think it's just me and Ryan have a part in it. And then in the robotics team, the robots are ready for the 2959 competition here in St. Joseph. A robotics competition in St. Joseph. And
Team 2959.
Team 2959. She's got it.
And
yeah, and robotics.
Yeah. And
and Ross is in robotics also.
Ross, yeah. Okay. And then our school is also organizing a mission trip to Peridot, Arizona in the spring, during spring break. And I believe Ryan's going on that. It's to the Apache Reservation to help out people there.
And from Bridgman, Mark, what's happening at Bridgman?
Tomorrow we have swim going to conference. Our swim and divers are in conference. We have a JV and varsity game tomorrow, boys JV and varsity game tomorrow night for basketball. And there's also a burrito night being hosted by our National Honor Society. And then our spring sports are starting up, and we have our choir and Bridgman festivals coming up as well, a band festival coming up.
Well, we don't have any substitutions, so let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Michigan Lutheran and Bridgman. Your time's going to start once Bill reads the first question.
For 5 points, what 2 kinds of fruit could be picked in an orchard that grew winesaps and bartlets?
Mark from Bridgman.
Apples and grapes.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Grapes and pears.
Apples and pears.
Oh.
Guys, they said orchard.
A math question for 15 points. If the length of a rectangle is 2 times its width, what is the width if the perimeter is 24 feet?
Savannah from Bridgman.
The width would be 8.
Incorrect.
The width will be 4.
That's correct for 15 points.
And Jessica, just remember to wait for me to call on you, okay?
Okay.
For another 15 points, the 18th, 19th, and 20th U.S. presidents were all Republicans, were all born in Ohio, and were all generals in the Union Army. Who were they?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, and Abraham Lincoln.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Time.
It was Ulysses Grant, Rutherford Hayes, and Garfield.
Oh.
Lincoln was the president. He wasn't a general. For 10 points, Sacagawea of the Shoshone tribe was Lewis and Clark's guide from the Dakotas to the Bitterroot Mountains. What was her nickname?
Mark from Bridgman.
The Hiking Mother.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Time.
Is the bird woman.
Oh, I see.
You might want to get your pencils out for this one. For 15 points, any soldier could give the meanings of the abbreviations in the following paragraph. The MP brought in 2 NCOs who had been AWOL. After the CO gave them a lecture, they were assigned to KP. What do all of those initials stand for?
Time.
I know almost for one of them.
It was the military police, MP, NCO, non-commissioned officer, AWOL, absent without official leave, CO is commanding officer, and KP, you all know, is kitchen police. For 15 points, Hercules performed 12 great labors for the king of Argos. What was the first of these?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Oh, that was an accent.
No, that,
guess anyway.
That's incorrect.
He slew a lion.
Yeah. That's correct. It was a Nemean lion, but it was a lion.
Yes,
the lion's a lion is a lion.
What I knew.
For 15 points.
I didn't know.
For 15 points. President Obama announced his goal for humans to travel to Mars and back by what decade?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
2040s.
Incorrect. Mark from Bridgman?
The 2020s.
Incorrect. 2030s.
Oh. Oh.
Me too.
For 15 points. Who moderated the third and final presidential debate of 2016?
Oh. Katie from Michigan Lutheran?
Anderson Cooper.
Incorrect.
Time.
Chris Wallace.
Oh.
For 15 points. The death of two more teens, bringing the total to more than 50, has prompted the FDA to issue a warning about a new synthetic drug, nicknamed this, that was twice as powerful as heroin, but can be legally purchased over the internet. Name the drug, and you'll have named a pop star who hit number one on the adult contemporary charts with her new song, Just Like Fire. What is the name of this, nickname of this drug?
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Pink.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, and then we're going to talk about why you
didn't know that. The pop star one. That was before that.
Good answer. For 10 points.
Song. Yeah.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits hit 246,000, the lowest mark since who was the president, who didn't get to finish his second term.
Mark from Bridgman.
Nixon?
That's correct, for 10 points. For 10 points, what computer and printer company plans to cut as many as 4,000 jobs in an effort to reduce costs as demand for computers and printers drops?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Microsoft.
Incorrect.
Sam from Bridgman.
HP.
That's correct, for 10 points. For 10 points, what cookie became a part of the 2016 presidential campaign rhetoric because Nabisco is moving its production to Mexico and laying off hundreds of U.S. workers as a result.
Sam from Bridgman.
The chocolate chip cookie.
Incorrect.
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Yellow wafer.
Incorrect. It was the Oreo.
Oh.
For 5 points.
I knew that one.
Eat all. Eat them up. For 5 points, its model lineup is adding the Prime, a new plug-in version that will get the equivalent of 133 miles per gallon. What Toyota hybrid am I talking about?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Prius.
Correct. 4 or 5 points, and you'll have signature Toyota's thanks on that one. For 10 points, what British singer, famous for his gravelly voice and spiky hair, was knighted by the Duke of Cambridge recently in honor of his decades of music, from huge hit Maggie May in the 70s to the more recent American songbook Classic Tunes?
Mark from Bridgman.
Mick Jagger.
Incorrect.
And we're under a minute. Michigan Lutheran. Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Rod Stewart.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, Sony recently launched its first mass-market virtual reality device for what video game console?
Sam from Bridgman.
PlayStation.
More complete.
PlayStation VR. PlayStation 4.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
Those were 5 points?
5 points.
This is your last question.
For 15 points, a new study links diabetes with what skin disease that is characterized by red or silvery, scaly, itchy, painful patches on the skin?
Sam from Bridgman.
Eczema.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Shingles.
Incorrect. It's psoriasis. Both good guesses.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9, WSJM's Academic Challenge, to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners, by a score of 130 to 115, is the team from Bridgman. Congratulations, Bridgman.
Good job.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools. Together, inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car. And the Cook Nuclear Plant,
where we power life's possibilities.
Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM next week at the same time as Bridgman and Decatur go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.